Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Big Fish, Small Pond for Monday, November 20th, 2023. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day all season long in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, I have a very fun series coming for you with Big Fish Small Pod, as each day I will be giving you positional targets in free agency for the Miami Marlins. This episode will be starting off with catchers, as the following one we will be discussing infielders, outfielders, and then we will be ending it off with starting and relief pitching. Should be a very fun week here on Big Fish Small Pod as we discuss these free agents for next year. First off, the catching position, which may be the biggest need for the Marlins, as they had non-tendered Jacob Stallings, who was the starting and then platooned with Nick Fortes over his last 2 years with the Fish. And the Marlins need a catcher desperately. For this catching position, it is fairly top heavy. There's mainly one guy the Marlins could potentially target, and then the rest will cost less and less. For the catching position, I believe the number one target the Marlins should look after is Mitch Garver from the World Series champions Texas Rangers. Had his best season in the majors with 19 home runs, 50 RBIs, 270 batting average, which is really one of the best in his career. Previous one was 273 in 2019 when he was the Twins.
That ball is hit in the air to deep left field. Hayes going back at the wall. It's gone. It's a grand slam. Mitch Garver breaks it open for the Rangers.
But the thing with Mitch Garver, he has not seen more than 102 games in his career at catcher. The most is 102 back in 2018. So him to get that consistency and playing time might be a factor. And he is getting up there in age. But again, not having seen the field as much in his career could mean that he has less wear and tear on his body. And that catching position desperately needed for the Marlins. And last year, a 2.1 WAR, his best since 2021. Defensively, negative 0.05, but with his offensive prowess, you can take back a little bit on his defense. The Marlins need power at that catching position, where we've seen the lack thereof the last couple years. And someone that can go and give you close to 20 home runs. If he can go back to 2019, where he had 31 home runs, the Marlins will be in a way better position than they were just these last couple of years. It will cost a pretty penny to get Mitch Garver. Looking at some predictions and what potentially could be seen for his caliber, it might be somewhere in the 3-year, $40 million range to get Mitch Garver to Miami. I would love to see Mitch Garver in the Marlins uniform, but this is one of the players that Marlins have to target. Next up, we're going to go ahead and go more locally with Yasmani Grandal from Havana, Cuba. Played at the University of Miami, went to Miami Springs High School. He is a Miami boy through and through, and to him, come back to Miami might just be the change of scenery which he has needed. It has not been well for Yasmani Grandal since he signed that mega contract with the Chicago White Sox. He had career years with the Dodgers. He had a career year with the Milwaukee Brewers that eventually got him that contract. This is a guy who, at his peak, can give you close to more than 20 home runs. He had four straight seasons of more than 22 or more home runs. Again, it's something that the Marlins desperately needed. Again, you're sacrificing his base running ability, one of the worst in terms of getting home to first base. Not the best. And for him, defensively, he has had points where he has been really great defensively, and there are other points where he ranks negatively in defensive war for a catcher. But again, with Yasmani Grandal, it is the offense that you want.
And Grandal blisters one to left for a hit. Benintendi stops at second, and Yasmani Grandal a three-hit night.
But Grandal will definitely have to be that second-tier choice for the Marlins, if all things considered, with Mitch Garver do not fare well. But with Grandal, you're not going to get any stolen bases. He has only 12 in his career. His walking prowess, it's been better. It's fallen off a bit, but if they could continue with the Marlins in that clubhouse and get definitely just a change of scenery, he can go back to where he was, getting close to 80 walks, 109 walks back in 2019, and something there for Miami. But with Yasmani Grandal, just a different option for the Marlins, will be significantly cheaper than Mitch Garver, and won't have that many years attached to his contract. The next one, close to Mitch Garver in terms of games played at bats, will be Tom Murphy, the 32-year-old catcher from the Seattle Mariners. With Tom Murphy, again, a guy who his most games played is 97 back in 2021, but a guy who could also give you that home run power. He had a stretch where he can give you close to 10 home runs a season. He was mainly the backup catcher for the Mariners, and even in his backup year this season, in only 145 at bats, he produced a 1.2 BWAR and a 290 batting average with an 873 OPS. This is one of the most underrated catching free agent targets for the Marlins. This is someone who has been very good defensively throughout his career, has not posted a negative WAR in his entire career, if you include close to a couple games back in his rookie year in 2015 at Colorado, but he has not seen significant playing time except for 2021, and maybe in the Marlins system getting better with everyone involved there, he could potentially see himself in a better role and crease himself defensively, because out of all these mentioned, he has been the best defensively. Again, with his WAR and his ability to hit the ball, he got a 290 this year. Last season, only 14 games, 303. In his majority of playing time, you can go back to 2021, 202, but a 655 OPS. But the Marlins want to see more of that 2019 Tom Murphy, who had a 273 batting average with an 858 OPS. He has a career 106 OPS plus, so he's just above average for a catcher. with a 769 OPS just in total. He can slug the baseball, 538 slugging for a catcher last season, one of the highest in terms of his slugging potential. Maybe someone that can split almost down the middle with Nick Fortes. Lastly, another Miami boy, played in Miami-Dade College, Kendall Campos, very close to Lone Depot Park. Victor Caratini with the Milwaukee Brewers, catcher slash first baseman. And with Caratini, you're getting a variety of different things. He'll go and give you the home runs, RBIs, nice batting average, OPS, has been fairly well in his entire career. A guy who could go and give you plenty of games played. We've seen that with the Padres not so long ago, 116, just coming off a division title with the Milwaukee Brewers, where he posted a 7.11 OPS. Will not strike out as much. He's not going to strike out a ton, 45 strikeouts to 19 walks. Just very a solid catcher for the Marlins. And again, defensively, one of the better in baseball, and will just not cost as much as the other players. Again, this is a guy 30 years old, so you could potentially give him maybe a two-year deal at most, three with a club option if you really like his stuff, and see, you could see him maybe long-term splitting with Nick Fortes. You look at some of his platoon splits. He's seen most of his games against right-handed pitching with a 2.62 batting average, 745 OPS.
Caratini, right field. Back Walker at the wall. It's gone. Three-run blast. Victor Caratini putting an exclamation point on this sixth inning.
But then you go ahead and look at him against lefties. 250 batting average. His slugging is halved from 416 to 289 to a 611 OPS. But all the other numbers, fairly the same. Batting average down a bit. On base percentage, relatively the same. But again, will not cost as much as maybe the other guys. But
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
That's going to do it for this Big Fish Small Pod. Mitch Garver, Yasmani Grandal, Tom Murphy, Victor Caratini. And this has been Big Fish Small Pod. As always, go fish.